morning I do want to talk to you about celebrating Christ. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and that's where we'll begin reading this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse number 4. And I will ask that you stand with me in honor of God's word, if you're able. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse number 4. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Father, we are thankful for this day, for this age of grace through you, through your sacrifice, through your mercy and your grace. Lord, that you looked from the cross and you said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And you still look today, even from your throne, pleading forgiveness for those who don't know. Father, we plead today, even us who know, for forgiveness where we have failed you. But Lord, we pray too for strength to share the good news of your love to those who don't. So, Father, we ask for your blessing in this time, for the indwelling of your Spirit to strengthen us and to teach us and to fill us through our whole being with the truth of who you are. Father, we ask it so we can honor you as you have honored us. We ask it again to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Do you celebrate Jesus? I think we have already had a little bit of a celebration as a group, but how many of us are just really excited about Christ this morning, individually? I know that I am saved, and I know that though I am not perfect, if you ever wanted to look to Joel as an example, don't look to Joel as an example of being a perfect Christian. Look to Joel as an example of grace that is given every day. Because I struggle too. How many of us in life don't struggle with the things in life? You know, I've asked the question myself on occasion. When God comes into us, into our heart, when the Spirit seals us for the day of salvation, why isn't the rest of the world pushed out and God just filling us up and always there? Why is it that we still have to have this fight between the Spirit and the flesh? It's part of who we are. It's part of our growing process. It is part of the sanctification, that walk in sanctification that we go through, where we are being cleansed and being taught and being grown into the being that Christ wants us to be. And I celebrate Christ and who he is. And so I'm asking you, do you celebrate salvation in Christ? Do you celebrate how much love has been poured out that you can say, I am saved by grace through Jesus Christ? Because it's important for us to really grab hold and understand that. It is by grace, fueled by love. So great a love, I don't know that any of us could ever fully understand it. I know none of us have been able to fully live it like God has called us to. And if we can't understand it, how can we live it? So that means we need to grow more every day in understanding what his love for us means. Now, I'll tell you this, to be able to celebrate Christ and his love for you, it's not something that comes to you just because you have a certain position in life. It's not just because God gave you something you asked for in a moment, and then the next day it's taken away, the things of the world are taken away. How can we be happy in one moment because God did what we asked him to, and sad the next because, you know, some of us didn't get enough peanut butter on our sandwich? It's not our position in life that makes us happy in Christ. Position never makes us happy in anything, whether it's social, economic, it doesn't matter. It's not our position in life, it's our disposition in life. When you think about what I am saying there, you begin to understand disposition refers to how we look at life and what our attitude about life is. Whether we have much or whether we have little, we have Christ, so we celebrate. We're happy. Our attitude is always one of joy and rejoicing, no matter what comes. When a loved one suffers, we suffer ourselves, but we don't give up on God. We still celebrate Christ, and we still share that celebration. When something terrible happens for us, or unexpected event comes along and really knocks us down, we don't get angry with God and walk away. We still celebrate Christ. Our attitude keeps us walking on the path that God is calling us to walk. And remember this. No matter how bad it is, you still aren't carrying that cross he carried. How hard would that be for us? Those little crosses we carry aren't much at all when we really stack it up against what Christ is carrying, the weight of every one of us. It's our disposition in life, our attitude, and how we think of Christ and who he is and who we are in Christ. And when we think of Jesus, we can be reminded that God gives us reason to celebrate. I mean, in our scripture this morning, listen to this again. Because of his great love and his mercy, he is so rich in mercy. Because of his great love, even when we were dead in trespasses, God did these things for us. Now, I want you to read this the way it is written. Paul is writing this as though it's already done. And how many of you understand it is done? It's finished in Christ. It is done. And the realization of it is not upon us in the fullest sense that we would like in this day, but that day that is yet to come. We will sit in the heavenly places with Christ. We will rejoice in the ages to come because of Christ and in Christ. It is through God's own love for us, his great mercy and his grace for us, that we are saved. Even when we're dead in trespasses, he still raises us up in Christ because of Christ and who he is. The great love with which he has loved us. In fact, Romans chapter 5 says this, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And it's interesting to keep in mind this point, that while we were yet still sinners, Christ did this for us. How many people earned Christ on the cross? No one. Christ did not go to the cross because someone had earned it. No one built a big enough temple. No one said the most perfect prayer. None of that happened in anyone's life. It was because we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And while we still fight with sin, Christ lives with us and forgives us every day. Because God loves us. Now, we have a lot to celebrate. Don't we have a lot to celebrate? I'm looking forward to being in heaven one day, but you know, while I am on this earth, I can still celebrate that Christ is forgiving me every day. God is providing for me every day. God has given me blessings now in my life that I wanted when I was younger, never could get. But you know what? God was speaking to me back then. He was saying, hold on, Joel, but I didn't listen to that. How many of you ever listened to that? Hold on, Joel. How many of you were the one that when you saw a pool of water, you jump in head first. You didn't care if it was a foot deep or 2 foot deep. It was water. You know, there's not much difference between 1 foot and 2 foot. If you go in at the wrong angle, it's going to hurt, isn't it? Why didn't you hold on? Somebody was saying to hold on, weren't they? You know, there are times in life we just rush headlong and we want and we pursue and we chase after, and God has blessings for us if we will give Him time. Sometimes our rushing through life causes those blessings to be delayed. If we just hold on, walk with God every day, being thankful for what we have, whether it's little or whether it's much. If we have Christ, we have everything. We have peace with God. We have hope for today and tomorrow. And if tomorrow is not here, it's in eternity where I will rejoice throughout the ages with Christ, because God has lifted me up already in Christ. He's already got me a place to sit. And I'm up there already. I just got to get there to see it. And I'm celebrating through faith what I can't see physically, but what I can experience through faith. He demonstrates His love toward us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. You know why I can say to you there was no one that earned Christ on the cross? Because nobody did. Nobody did. Nobody has earned the love of Christ even after they have been washed in the blood. It's not works that we can do to keep God, to keep God's love just flowing through us. It is not just because we have the ability to work. It's not just because we see something that needs to be done. If it's only these kinds of things that are driving us to work the mission of God in life, then we're working for the wrong reasons, because the mission of God should be working through us in love and through love. And we don't do things just because. We do it with love. See, love defines why. Because defines you. I do it because, well, it's your interest. It's your concern. It's your desire. If I do it in love, now I'm beginning to define that characteristic within me that is driving me. And if I do it this way because of the love of Christ that is in me, then I am doing it the way Christ taught me. He said, when you do these things to the least of these, you are doing it unto me. You see, there is something that moves us to work, and it is the love of Christ that pushes us to do the things that we do, because we care about Christ, because we care about our neighbor, because of Christ, who loved us while we were yet sinners, who loves them while they may still yet be sinners, lost in their sin, without peace between them and God, no mediator who has the name Prince of Peace, Son of God, Jesus, by which there is no other name given that men must be saved. Merciful, mighty, Almighty, Wonderful, Counselor, Savior, Friend, Jesus. Do you celebrate Jesus? We have so much to celebrate. It is by His mercy. Paul writes in Titus, he says, it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing and the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Over and over we keep hearing this same theme. It's not by works. It's not by works. It's not by works. I don't care how big your list is. If God isn't writing the list, it's not the right list. It's not the right list. If God's going to give you a list, the very first thing at the top of that list is going to be what we can do in love today for our neighbor. You know where self is going to be on that list, right? It's going to be at the bottom. If it's on there. If you have time and room to put it on there. According to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. He said there are some things in life that must happen for us to have this peace with God, for us to be able to celebrate our salvation in Christ, to be able to have that faith and to see that day when we can sit in the heavenly places for the ages to come, to know His mercy at that level. There must be something happening in our life, a washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Now we can dunk you all day long. And by the way, it doesn't matter how long we hold you under the water. The longer you're under, it doesn't make you any more saved, right? That's the old joke, right? That heathen, hold him down, preacher. He needs a little more of that water. But it's the Holy Spirit that does the washing and the regeneration. It is the Holy Spirit that comes in and makes us a new creation in Christ, that makes us alive and fills us with the joy and the celebration that we ought to carry every day because of who He is and His mercy and His grace. I celebrate Jesus. I celebrate Him. I hang my head sometimes when I go before Him in shame. But He always walks with me and talks with me and lifts my eyes to look upon Him again with peace because of His mercy and His grace every day. And He does that for every one of His children. But before you can be washed and regenerated by the Spirit, you must understand that it comes through our faith in Jesus Christ. We are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. God, look what I did for you today. Looks good, doesn't it? I think I'll take that dirty old cross over there, over this, what you just erected for me today. We can't make anything more perfect than the old rugged cross. Nothing will take the place of the old rugged cross. And there's only one. There's only one who was on it. Jesus Christ. It is only His blood and sweat and tears on that cross that matters. We must come in faith If we can ever truly find ourselves at the foot of the cross and looking upon Jesus in that kind of setting, we can forget about everybody else's sins because we see ours as putting him there. God didn't just die because of everybody else. He died because of me. And when I'm at the bottom of the cross looking up, I'm seeing that. I'm not worried about how much sin you have more than me. Sin is sin. Darkness is darkness, but light is light. And truth is truth. And sin is sin. And I've got to quit worrying about how much sin everybody else has in their life and start worrying about why I still have any sin in my own life. If I am celebrating Christ, then I need to do it honorably. I don't need to wear a veneer, you know, a false covering. I don't need to put something up here for you to see and on the inside be full of dead men's bones. What a terrible thing that is. What a horrible thing that is. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved. The world tells you there's many paths to heaven. I'm telling you the world is wrong. The world is always wrong when it comes to God. In fact, the world would just rather exclude God altogether. The world would rather you believe that it's your choice. God says what? It's your choice. So the world is right. It is your choice. The world would say, look at all these trees and all these paths to heaven. The world is wrong because God says there's only one tree of life. There's only one path to heaven. Isn't it interesting? In the Garden of Eden, there was only one tree that they couldn't eat. And that's the one Satan drove them to eat time and time again until they finally did. And sin entered into the lives of men and they were kicked out of the garden and we live with thorns and thistles ever since. And now that we're in the world's saying, wow, look at all these trees. Just eat whatever you want. Have your fill. And God said, wait. In the garden you could have had any tree you wanted except the one. Now in the world there's only one that'll work for you. There's only one tree of life, and it's Jesus Christ. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. I have a lot to celebrate because I know Christ. On the one hand. On the other hand, I have a lot to mourn. Because so many people are still lost. So many people still don't know. So many people are still walking away. So many people, even after they hear of the tree of life in Christ, won't accept it. Can't accept it. Refuse it. I'm just fine, thank you very much, they say. You see, our faith teaches us people can be fine in life, but when eternity comes, things aren't going to be so good. It's not our position in life, it's our disposition in life. It is recognizing who God is and being thankful for Him and living with joy every day, knowing no matter what comes today, God is with me. And I can celebrate that. If it's not what I like, I can stop, step back and say, God, what are you trying to teach me today? If it's something really wonderful, I can jump up and down and shout and say, Lord, I don't know why you blessed me, but I'm sure happy. Amen. And I can find a way to celebrate it. And I can find a way to celebrate the lessons that Christ teaches me. I can find a way to celebrate Christ in everything, no matter what it is. Even if I'm standing at the door of death and knocking on that door, I can celebrate Christ because I know when the door opens, His angels will lift me into heaven. I know that there is a place on the other side of that door that I am anxious to see, eager to see, because His Spirit has washed me and renewed me and given me hope in things I've yet to see. And He makes this available to all of us. He makes this day a day where all of us can say, Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, create a new person in me. Wash me with Your Spirit. Regenerate my life in You. Give me that joy, Lord, that I am missing in You. Give me hope for tomorrow. I believe that You can save me. I believe that You will. And I give my life to You. What a wonderful thing that is. To find that peace with God. To hear those words that are spoken. We must confess Jesus. In the book of Acts it says this, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Not maybe. Not we'll think about it. We're not calling a business meeting to vote on it. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. What's wrong with today? If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you've never been washed and regenerated, renewed by the presence of the Holy Spirit, let me tell you something. It's something wonderful. I wish you could feel it the way I have felt it. I wish you could experience it the way I have experienced it, through the good and the bad. Always with me. I don't really wish these things for you. I pray these things for you. I beg these things for you. I plead these things for you. And as I hope to celebrate Christ one day in the heavenly places, I hope you will celebrate with me. We have time for you to find that peace, to find that salvation in Christ right now. Will you come? While there's time. Father, I thank You so much for the celebration of life that we have in You. I thank You for the forgiveness that You have upon us every day, even those of us, Father, that are Yours and know the goodness of Your love, know the goodness of Your Spirit, and know too, Father, the goodness of Your mercy. Because life is a struggle. Some days harder than others. Some days have decisions that are hard to make. And some days we feel left alone to make them. But Father, we know You're with us and will guide us and will strengthen us. Even when it comes to making that call of faith upon You. And I pray, Father, for Your glory, if there is one today, Lord, that You would strengthen them and they would come unto You for salvation. And I ask it in Jesus' name alone. Amen. Amen. Will you come?